The Art of Work, Section 16. Everything that exists has certain characteristics, and mankind is no exception. People are limited in their ability to argue with one who has supreme knowledge, yet they continue to try even though it is futile. Not one of us knows what is best to do during the few and fleeting days we pass through like a shadow, for we cannot know what will happen on the earth after we are gone. So I say a good reputation is better than a lavish funeral, for it makes the day of one's death even better than the day of one's birth. Indeed, it is better to attend a funeral than a party, for death is the destiny of every person, and the living should take this to heart. Mourning is better than laughter, because grief makes us wiser. Although the wise embrace sorrow, fools seek only pleasure. As I age, I have found myself attending an increasing number of funerals. According to Kohelet, if I am to be wise, I will observe and carefully consider what the tone of my own funeral be when it's my turn to leave this world. I have attended funerals where you could feel the love in the room. The deceased person's life had touched others in a positive and powerful way, and they were deeply missed. Other funerals, however, have been more of a formality, and in a few cases, I could sense the relief that the person had finally departed and left those around them behind in peace. In today's section, Kohelet makes a statement that on the surface sounds a bit strange. He notes that a good reputation is better than a lavish funeral, but then goes on to say that a good reputation also makes the day of one's death even better than the day of one's birth. As we've noted in wisdom books, the better than statements are a way to get us to consider choices. This statement is not talking to the parents and the choices they made in raising their child, but rather it speaks to us personally. Kohelet is saying that when we were born, there was great anticipation and hope around who we might become. But as we mature, we can make choices that either reinforce and confirm our potential as a being created in God's image, or we can make choices that create distance and bitterness in our relationships. The joy of our birth is sometimes overshadowed by the reality of the way we live, so much so that there have been times when people will openly say it would have been better if this person had never been born. The measure of a person's life is not in what they say about themselves, but rather in what they meant to those they were in relationship with. A funeral is a good opportunity to consider this and to make some life changes before it is too late. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on the book of Ecclesiastes. You can find more and articles on my website, www.artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.